and the Checka Pro Radio Show starts now. Here's your host, the man with a hard hat and tool belt, Checka Pro Joe.
Listen up, everybody. If you have a garage door, which is most of us, you're going to want to listen to this segment here on Checka Pro Radio Show. My friend Alex Dalton is joining me from Eco Garage Doors. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good. Thanks for having me here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me here on the show. So, Alex, I know you love what you do. You have great passion for the garage door business. Why don't you tell me and the listeners a little bit of how you got into this industry?
You know, it's probably about 4 or 5 years ago I started working for one of my competitors now. Obviously, when I was younger, I never envisioned garage doors to be my future here. But once I got started, you know, I loved working with my hands. I love going over, dealing with customers, customer service. That's one thing I really take pride in. You know, obviously, most people don't have a garage door repair need for at least 5 to 10 years, sometimes longer. So none of these people really know anything about garage door incidents. So when I get out there, I educate them, fix their garage door, and when I leave, they have a smile on their face. They're sure that they don't have to get stuck in their garage door again in the near future. You know, and that to me is important. So
yeah, you're the expert in your field, and your customers call you out because they don't know how to do what you do. I find a lot of people who are in the trades, whether it's an electrician, a plumber, it could be HVAC, they're not so much in those disciplines as they are in the business of helping people. Would you agree with that? Are you in the business of helping people first, and then you just happen to be in the garage door business?
Absolutely. Yeah, I really love helping customers. I honestly love going out there and just building a relationship with my customers. You know, I do joke with them that, you know, after I'm done here, you're not going to see me for 5, 10 years, because we really do the job right. And I just want to make sure that my customers leave with a, you know, experience. So,
yeah. And speaking of customer service, which would be paramount for any home service provider, tell me how you guys at Eco approach that, because every company does things a little differently. How do you approach customer service?
For us, customer service is a pillar of our company here, you know, so it's from start to finish here. From when you give us a call, we always have somebody to answer our phones day or night, you know, and we have somebody friendly on the phone for you who's going to talk to you. They're going to ask you about what's going on. I'll guide you through the process, get you scheduled. So when we're on the way out, they get notified, they can track our location, see where we are. And then once we check it out, we see what's going on, talk with the customer and you know, just kind of ask them a few questions, get to know them a little bit as well. You know, like I said, just really build a relationship with them while we're there and kind of make them feel like we're friends.
Absolutely. Everybody wants to have their own garage door guy, and they want to be able to say he's a friend. When the spring breaks, everybody, on your garage door, which it will at some point if you own that garage door and spring long enough, that spring will break. And when the spring breaks, that's when all of a sudden you can't get your garage door open. Now, there's other things that can go wrong, and some of them can happen suddenly, but not as suddenly as the spring. So the rollers go bad over time. It could come off the track for a number of reasons, often a spring reason, or it could be the garage door opener. There will be a point when you go into your garage and you'll press the button, and the garage door opener will sound like it's struggling, and the garage door does not move. And you'll say, what's going on? So you'll pull that little cord, because you know that little cord will disengage the door from the opener. And you'll be like, well, I'll just lift up this door. It looks pretty easy. There's springs on it, right? And you can't lift the door. That's when you need to have your good friend, Alex from Eco, in your phone, because when your spring breaks, you cannot get that garage door to move. And you need to get out of that garage fast so you can get to work or get the kids to soccer or to the doctor, wherever you need to go. The point is, everybody, don't take your garage door for granted. Your garage door will break at some point. And if your spring goes, you will not be able to lift that garage door. Don't you agree with that, Alex?
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually training somebody right now, and it takes time to and strength to be able to get those garage doors open. But that broken spring, not only you, some of these garage doors can weigh 400 pounds plus. You try doing that, even with the help of somebody else, you guys could really get hurt. When that spring breaks, you're trapped in your garage there. So.
Yeah. Alex, I don't think people fully understand that those garage doors, 300, 400, 500, 600 pounds, they can be much heavier with a wood overlay. It looks easy because when you disengage a properly balanced garage door from the opener, you really only need a couple fingers to move that garage door up and down if it's balanced properly. But when that spring breaks, there is no B imbalance anymore, and that garage door isn't moving. Now, if you get 3-4 buddies from next door to help you move it, you can, but you're going to struggle with it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, back to that garage door being so heavy, those openers are really only supposed to handle 5 to 10 pounds. So if your door isn't balanced correctly and you're opening that door over time, that gear and that unit's going to start to wind down, and you're going to have a broken garage door opener. It's just another expense for somebody if their door is not properly balanced, if their spring's broken, and they're still trying to open it with that opener. It just opens up a whole other can of worms.
Yep, and a telltale sign you may be having a problem with your garage door spring is you may hear a big bang. They will basically explode. And if you hear that in the garage, you might go out there saying, did a bookcase fall over? You know, a shelving unit fall over? What happened out here? You know, was that a backfire from the car? No, it was the spring. In the heat that we get here in Austin, Texas, and it's not just the heat. It gets hot, it gets cold, it gets cool, it gets dry, it gets humid. The springs over time, and Alex, correct me if I'm wrong, they tend to not like the change in temperature. And if all of a sudden we go from a 40-degree evening to a 99-degree afternoon the next day, we may have a problem.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because the spring doesn't like that. And they only have so many cycles. Those springs can only bring the garage door up and down before they go. Now, Alex, a lot of people ask me this question, and I'm sure they ask you this question too. How many times will that garage door go up and down before the spring breaks and I have to call you out to replace? And the answer is not sure.
Yeah, it's a pretty good answer. I mean, there's some, you know, standards for some springs. You got the standard springs that are on the doors when you get a new home. The home builders throw up 10,000 cycle springs. If you're opening and closing your door 4 times a day, it's going to last you maybe 7 years, maybe longer, maybe less. Our springs, we've built 50,000 cycle springs. Those springs are going to give you a life of about 30 years. If everything on the door is in good shape, your rollers are up and upgraded to our nylon ball bearing rollers, so everything else is functioning how it should, a spring can even go longer than 30, 40 years.
Yeah, you know, a lot has to do with how often it goes up and down and the age as well. Because if you don't have your garage door go up and down and, you know, 20 years later you expect that spring to be brand new, it's not going to be. It may still work. So just because the spring is still new over 20 years, it will degrade over time. But it's really hard to answer that question of how long that garage door spring is going to last. Alex's website, ecogarages.com. That's eco, E-C-O, garages.com. Here in Austin, Texas, they're here for all of your garage door needs. Alex, does Eco Garage Doors offer an annual inspection program?
Yes, we do. I mean, right now, we currently just offer a yearly tune-up. We're working on a program where we charge you either monthly or yearly, and we call you to schedule, and we'll get out there, we'll relocate your door, we'll do a 26-point preventative maintenance visit. So we'll check everything on your door, from bottom seal to cables, and make sure that your door is in a safe position, make sure everything's functioning how it should. And make sure that you don't have any of those emergencies where you're stuck in your garage door or a cable snaps and your door is tilted or fell on your vehicle. So absolutely, it's an important thing to do. It's something that we've just recently started pushing a lot more just to give you guys that peace of mind.
Yeah, people get their air conditioning systems tuned up every year. They'll even have an electrician come out and take a look at the panel. People take their car in for maintenance. They go into the dentist a couple times a year to get their teeth and gums checked out. You should also do this with your garage door as well. Get an annual inspection from Eco Garage Doors. Once again, Alex's website, ecogarages.com. Hey, Alex, thank you so much for joining me today on Checker Pro Radio.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Joe.
For more information, go to ecogarages.com. That's ecogarages.com.
Checker Pro is your local source for pre-qualified contractors Stay tuned for more of the Checka Pro Radio Show.